Herring Run.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to ask Mr. Robertson to read this motion into the record for me.
Thank you, Mr. Mears. Mr. Mears' motion that the commission, that he moves that the commission grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2022-32 for Herring Run, based on the record made in the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a cluster subdivision on land zone AR1 within the developing area of the 2019 Comprehensive Plan's future land use map. Two, the subdivision will have no more than 28 lots on 14.05 acres of land, resulting in a gross density that is permitted in the AR1 zoning district. All lots will be at least 7,500 square feet in size. Three, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Four, Delta has determined that the subdivision will have a negligible impact upon area roadways. Five, the subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. Six, the subdivision provides for a total environment and design which are superior to that of a standard subdivision, including a substantial amount of open space and buffers. It also complies with the design requirements and review procedures for an AR1 cluster subdivision. For example, A, the cluster design includes approximately 6.24 acres of open space, or about 44% of the site. B, there will be a 30-foot vegetated buffer around the perimeter of the property. C, the open space is focused on the perimeter of the site where the off-site wetlands and environmentally sensitive areas are located. And D, the cluster design will result in less mass grading of the entire property than would occur with a standard subdivision with lots spread across the entire tract. Seven, the subdivision meets the purpose of the zoning and subdivision codes and comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Eight, there was no opposition to this proposed subdivision during the public hearing. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 28 lots within the subdivision. B, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of the streets, buffer, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, as shown on the preliminary site plan, approximately 6.24 acres, or about 44% of the site, shall remain as open space. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. The system shall be maintained and operated using best management practices. E, there shall be a forested and or landscaped, a forested and or vegetated buffer strip that is at least 30 feet wide along the perimeter of the subdivision and in accordance with the planning requirements of section 99-5 of the subdivision ordinance. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation where it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, which is the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. F, the development shall comply with Delta entrance and roadway improvement requirements. G, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. H, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. I, the subdivision shall be served by a central sewer. J, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. K, sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all internal streets. L, construction, site work, and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance section. M, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district for a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the school bus area shall be shown on the final site plan. An area for vehicles to wait for school buses shall be established near the bus stop area, or if one is not required, at the entrance to the development where school buses will otherwise pick up or drop off children. And there shall be on-site amenities, including a children's playground and walking trails. These amenities shall be completed and open to use as required by section 99-21E of the subdivision code. O, the property is in the vicinity of lands used for agricultural purposes. Therefore, the agricultural buffer required by section 99-6G2 shall be located in the areas adjacent to lands used agriculturally. In addition, the final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall include the agricultural use protection notice. P, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. Q, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning, and R, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson.
You're welcome.
Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2022-32, Herring Run, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2411, Joshua Zuppo.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2411 for Joshua Zuppo for a tree service based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is a 1.94-acre parcel located on Gravel Hill Road. The applicant testified that many of his neighbors have no objection to this use as a tree service. The approval of this conditional use will confirm the existence of the applicant's tree service, but with conditions that further protect the neighborhood from the impacts of this business. Two, this property is located in the developing area according to Sussex County's comprehensive plan. There are also other small businesses out in this area. This small business will be consistent with those other uses. Three, there will be no retail sales from this property and the proposed use is limited. With the conditions imposed by the county, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties, roadways, or traffic. Four, this is an agricultural type use and it is consistent with the underlying AR1 zoning of the property. Five, the business provides a service to a wide variety of Sussex County residents, farmers, and businesses. It has a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents, farmers, and businesses of Sussex County. Six, the applicant's property contains natural buffers in the form of a tree line that will screen this use from adjacent properties. Seven, the proposed use will have no significant impact upon traffic and DLDOT did not require a TIS. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, this use shall be limited to a tree service business. No other business shall be conducted from this site. B, no retail sales will be conducted from this site. C, no dyeing of mulch or other materials shall occur on this site. D, a small lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 24 square feet per side. E, the hours of operation shall be limited to 8 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. The use of chainsaws, log splitters, grinders, or other power equipment shall only be used between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. There shall not be any Saturday or Sunday hours of operation except in the very limited case of weather emergencies. F, the natural tree buffers shall remain in place along the property's side boundaries to screen the use from the viewing of neighbor properties. G, any security lighting shall be screened so it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. H, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including any entrance or roadway improvements. I, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas set aside for the temporary storage of logs, timber, firewood, or wood chips. These storage areas shall be no closer than 20 feet to the property's boundaries. J, all cars, trucks, trailers, and equipment shall be parked at the rear of the property behind the improvements. This parking area shall be shown on the final site plan. K, all dumpsters shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. The location of all dumpsters shall be shown on the final site plan. L, failure to comply with any of these conditions may be grounds for termination of the conditional use approval. And M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of condition use number 2411, Joshua Zuppo. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Mears?
I vote no because of the noise created by the chainsaws, log splitters, grinders, and other equipment. And I base my vote on testimony heard during the public hearing about the offensive noise that neighbors experience.
Collins?
I also vote no due to the concerns about neighbors, the noise, and the, you know, risk that some of the property owners adjacent raised.
And Mr. Butler?
I vote yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 3-2. Our next item is conditional use number 2412, Marco Morales.
Mr. Chair, I move that we recommend approval for conditional use number 2412 for Marco Morales for a professional office based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is located along Route 9 on the outskirts of the town of Georgetown. Route 9 is one of the main cross-country roadways in Sussex County, and this area has been developed with a variety of businesses and commercial uses, including sports at the beach, contractor facilities, stores, and other offices. This location is appropriate for this business use. Two, the applicant has stated that this site will only be for office purposes. No retail sales, storage, or construction activities, aside from the construction associated with the site itself, will occur on these premises. Three, the proposed use will not generate a significant amount of traffic, and it will not have any adverse effect on area roadways. Four, the proposed use is very limited in nature, and it will not have any adverse impact on neighboring properties or the community. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to use as an office. B, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet per side. C, the applicant shall comply with any DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. D, parking areas for all vehicles shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. E, all outdoor trash receptacles shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. F, all security lighting shall be directed downward so it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, failure to comply with these conditions may result in the revocation of the conditional use. H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2412, Marco Morales. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 2002, Sadie Properties, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 2002 for Sadie Properties, LLC, for a change in zone from AR1 to C3 heavy commercial based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the entire property currently has three zoning designations. The area of the property that fronts along Route 113 is zoned C1, while one portion behind that is zoned CR1, the remainder of the property is zoned AR1. The applicant is seeking to convert the AR1 to C3 zoning district. Two, the commercially zoned portions of this site are currently used in the applicant's boat storage, sales, and repair business known as Rudy's South. This rezoning will permit the reasonable expansion of the applicant's business. The C3 zoning for the rear portion of the property is consistent with the existing use of the property. Three, C3 heavy commercial zoning is designed to allow auto-oriented retail and service business that service local and regional residents. Permitted use includes retail use, restaurants, offices, and vehicle service stations. Although a number of uses are permitted, this applicant intends to use the site for roadside service and auto repair. Four, this property has frontage along Route 113. Route 113 is considered to be a principal arterial roadway according to DLDOT's roadway classification. This is the highest roadway classification issued by DLDOT, and it is an appropriate location for C3 zoning. Excuse me. Five, the parcel is in an area of Route 113 where there are a variety of zoning districts. This includes HI1, C1, CR1, and GR and AR1 zoning district. There are other businesses, commercial and industrial uses in the area as well. This rezoning is consistent with the surrounding zoning districts and uses. Six, the property is located in the commercial area according to the current Sussex County land use plan. This proposed C3 zoning is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Seven, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Eight, no parties appeared in opposition to this rezoning application. Nine, any future use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 2002, Sadie Properties LLC. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Butler?
Yes, for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is ordinance number 24-01 relating to marijuana establishments.
I have a motion I'd like to read.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of the ordinance proposing to amend Chapter 115 of the Sussex County Code to identify the appropriate standards and locations for marijuana establishments in Sussex County based on the record made during the public hearing on this ordinance and for the following reasons. One, the state legislator enacted legislation that permits the licensure of marijuana establishments in the state of Delaware. A marijuana establishment includes cultivation facilities, manufacturing facilities, testing facilities, and stores. As part of that state legislation, municipalities are able to ban marijuana establishments within their jurisdiction. Sussex County cannot ban them, but Sussex County can permit them with certain regulations through zoning. Two, the ordinance strikes a reasonable balance between allowing these establishments in appropriate locations under certain circumstances while respecting the decision of many municipalities to prohibit them within their boundaries. Three, the ordinance also creates reasonable distance and separation requirements between the establishments and other sensitive existing uses, including schools, colleges, churches, and rehab facilities. There is also an appropriate separation requirement between establishments. Four, it is appropriate for cultivation, manufacturing, and testing facilities to be a permitted use within the AR1, C1, CR1, C3, LI1, and LI2 districts. Based on the evidence presented, including information provided to staff by the Marijuana Commissioner, it is most likely that cultivation, manufacturing, and testing will occur entirely indoors because of the purity, testing, and security requirements that are in place. These operations will be very similar to greenhouses that are already a permitted use in AR1 and other zoning districts. Likewise, based on that same information, the testing and manufacturing operations will most likely occur entirely within a commercial or industrial building that is identical to what is permitted in the commercial and industrial districts. And none of these uses are open to the public, so their impact upon neighboring or adjacent properties should be minimal. In fact, one example provided by the Office of Marijuana Commissioner included the adaptive redevelopment of a derelict manufacturing or industrial facility that improved the property significantly. Five, it is appropriate for marijuana stores to be located in the C3 heavy commercial district with a conditional use and subject to separation locations. This use is consistent with the purpose of the C3 district and it is similar to other uses listed within the district. Also, with a conditional use for marijuana stores, the county and the public will be made aware of the proposed use and have an opportunity to comment upon it as a part of a public hearing process. Six, after the ordinance was introduced, the Office of Marijuana Commissioner commented that an amendment should be made to the hours of operation for marijuana stores so that it is not inconsistent with the state code. Therefore, this recommendation is subject to the further recommendation that Section 115-194-6D be amended so that it now states retail marijuana stores may only operate between the hours established for them by Title IV of the Delaware Code. Similarly, Section 115-194F should be amended to state any licensed and approved pre-existing legally non-conforming retail marijuana store shall be subject to the hours of operation established for them by Title IV of the Delaware Code. That's the motion.
I second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Anyone have anything they wish to say or add? All right, very good. It's been been moved and seconded to recommend approval of ordinance 24-01 relating to marijuana establishments with the changes recommended in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Butler?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you.